Due to graphic sexual and adult conversations, including very strong language and other adult subject matter, listener discretion is strongly advised. You see, we at the Mater Radio Network Studios refuse to be held responsible for any such language or adult content you may hear. As they say, you've been warned. And now, we bring you the Matercast. Traffic accidents and car malfunctions happen all the time. Many happen unexpectedly, which is why they're called accidents. And usually the no-fault law in Michigan makes it even harder to get your car worked on when it isn't an accident, thanks to insurance companies not having to foot the bill. That's why you need Victor Moncada and his superb towing and auto body shop. To contact him, here's the phone number, 989-482-7747. Or you can email him anytime at vixtowing@yahoo.com. That's vics.towing@yahoo.com. If you're in a fix, contact Vix.
The Matercast is brought to you by Relaxium Sleep. Trust your night to Relaxium Sleep. Go to www.relaxiumsleep.com and by Vix Towing. If you're in a fix, damn it, then you better call Vix. Vix Towing and Body Shop is one of the best around, and it's not too expensive. He'll treat you good, I know it. Just tell him Jerry sent you. And by Kroger. And now, ladies and gentlemen, to get the show started, let's give it up for our voice announcer. I'm talking about my friend, who is one of the coolest guys I know. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please help me welcome to the stage, Drew Graham.
Well, he's loud, proud, and he just don't give a damn what people think. That's just the way I like it. Now, we've placed a deadly weapon in the form of a microphone in his hand. Get ready to get your fix of the jammer telling it like it is. Churchgoers, you may want to plug your ears. I'm about to ask the burning question. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Thank you, Drew.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Matercast. I'm Jerry Mater here with you on a beautiful Saturday. We're recording this. How the fuck do you know it's beautiful, Jerry? You might be asking. Because I actually have what's called a brain. I can read weather reports. Okay. So, how y'all doing? Hope you guys are doing better than I am. I'm stoned. Well, at least I was honest. You know what I'm saying? I was fucking honest about it. As I hit the fucking hookah pipe halfway, duh. That'll kill you. Fuck. Don't play around with fire, Jerry. You just might get fucking burned. How we doing, Biden lovers? How we doing? Are you loving the Biden train, or are you getting sick of it already? I am. Who am I voting for this year in the election? I don't know. How the fuck do I know? It hasn't even came here yet. I know somebody I won't be voting for this year. I won't be voting for Gretchen fucking Whitmer. Nope. Send that bitch back where she came from, all right? please, somebody help us. We're drowning in Whitmer wildness, and that's got to go away because she's epic failure. Yeah. So once, now this is going to start running its mouth. Hold on. Now shut up. Nobody cares. Hold on. There. I unplugged the bitch. She's going to tell me what time it was. Like I don't know. Like I can't read a fucking clock. Bullshit. Bullshit. Double bullshit with elephant shit on top. Now, I'm reading a great book right now about the late, great Harry Carey. Totally, totally good book. I like how he wrote it. But Harry, you're crazy as hell, Harry. Yeah, but that was just Harry Carey, man. You know, great baseball announcer. Great drinker. He could outdo anybody because he was the voice of the fans. He was. He can't top people like Ernie Harwell. I'm sorry. I'm still partial to, you know, I like my Tigers, but I like my Cubs. Why? Because I can. That's why. Yeah, I certainly can. Pat and Ron are pretty good. Pat and Ron Coomer. Yeah, but the problem is, Pat's getting too old for his age, I swear. But he's a good egg, as I say. He's a good egg, he is. That Pat Hughes, damn it. I'd drink him under the table any day of the week. But that's okay. Nope. I got it. I figured out what I'm going to do the rest of my life. Nothing. Just like I always do. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen here. Yeah, worked for good people. I don't know who they are, but it worked for them, so I guess it'll work for me. Yeah. It gets me a thrill when I hear Donald Trump come out to God Bless the USA. Definitely good time. Definitely. Yeah, you can't beat that time, can you? But if Biden did that, they'd call him everything under the book but a white man, probably. I wonder if he can speak Chinese, that Biden. I wonder if he can, speak in Ukrainian, since he goes over there a lot with his son and snorts coke and sniffs little girl's hair. That's, you know, that's what he likes to do. I don't know. I don't know why he does that. It must be something to do with his brain. I don't know. But I feel bad for him because, see, no, Joe Biden is a menace, he is, but he was much more of a menace back then when he had control versus now. Now he's just being turned into a puppet and a fuck off. People get mad at me because I'm a Trump supporter. I don't give a fuck. Hey, by the way, if you're not a Trump supporter, you should be, because Trump is going to win the White House again, and you guys are going to bitch and moan because you don't support the president. But it's okay. It's okay now because, you know, you fuckers think it's cool that Biden's in office. Hell, I would rather have Donald Trump than Biden. At least Biden didn't fuck up my account. I mean, Trump didn't fuck up the economy like Biden, if I can get the words out properly, of course. Yeah. You ever You ever stuck your hand in a fucking rattlesnake jar and get bit by a rattlesnake? It's kind of what we're doing right now. This country is so fucked up. It's not even funny anymore. Who else can I talk about on the show? Oh! Gotta give it up for Mr. Chris Salcedo, ladies and gentlemen. There's a... Yep. Him and Sean the Man Spicer. Sean and all those guys at Newsmax. Hell, I like it. They actually tell the truth for once. Bob Sellers is another one. Bob Sellers is really good. He's a good broadcaster. He's a news broadcaster. And he's a talented fella. He is that damn Bob. Bob is a fucking... And then you got Eric Bowling, y'all. Eric. Man, what a sad thing. He got named Bowling. As in, you go bowling at night? And, hey, but he's a pretty good guy. Let's give him a round of applause, all of them, huh? How about the late, great Rush Limbaugh, everybody? What? There's a guy. Tell you what, there's a real, true, conservative motherfucker. And he was pretty good back in his day, but I don't know about now. I mean, he's probably in the ground somewhere now, you know, but he was he was pretty good, but yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ almighty, your snake ran up my nighty. Tickle my titties and ran back down. Jesus Christ almighty. That's the way my daddy taught it to me, right there, boy. Right there. My dad say that all the time, because my dad was cool motherfucker. Yeah. Hey. Want your joke? So do I, but I can't figure out what one to tell. Here's a joke for you. There was a bar. We'll call it Dick's Bar. There we go. So three people walk into the bar there at Dick's Bar. Harry Carey, Ernie Harwell, and of course me, Jerry Mader. So Harry walks in first. He says, "Hey, can I get a martini with, some olives in it?" Bartender comes back with an apple. He looks at him like he's fucking crazy and says, "What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't want a goddamn apple. I want a fucking martini. What's your deal?" And he says, bartender says, "Turn it around." So he says, "All right, cool." And like a fool, he turns it around. And then so he says, "Holy shit." He said, "You got to be kidding me." He said, "That motherfucker's good, you know, was really good." So he says, "Yeah, man, that's the best fucking tasting apple I ever had." Next thing you know, a guy comes in. Of course, it's Ernie Harwell. He sits down at the bar and says, "Yeah, give me a Stroh's." Says, "Hold on." So he goes in there, he gets the apple and comes back. Says, Why the hell would I want an apple? I said I wanted the straws. Just, I don't know, you, it's all we have. These special apples. Says, fuck it. Takes a bite of it and says, oh my God, this tastes just like a Stroh's beer. This son of a bitch is the best beer I ever had. And it's inside of an apple, so I'm going to get lots of nutrition. Now that's pretty good, right? Next thing you know, here comes Jerry Mader walking through the fucking door, looking around. Hey, I want some pussy. I ain't had none in a whole fucking 9 years. Says I. Says, what? Says, yeah, I want it. I don't want none of this other bullshit. I want some. I don't want an apple. Don't give me a fucking apple. Says, all three of them yell, Jerry, this is the greatest fucking apple you ever had. So he takes a bite of it. Me, of course, I take a big old bite. Right? Yum. What the fuck? This apple tastes like ass. All three of them yell, turn it around. All right. So, that didn't come out well. The fucking joke failed. I don't care. I don't care. We had fun with that joke, didn't we? Kind of like the joke that we are in right now with our country being led by a horse. Well, more or less a horse's ass, but that's beside the point. You guys want to hear a joke? Good. So do I. Someone tell me one. Let's see. So, what do you get when you cross Joe Biden with Barack Obama? A fucked up mess. That's what you get. Hey guys, like our new vice president, well, she's not really new, she's been there for a while, but Camel Toe Harris, ladies and gentlemen, what a fuck up. Yeah. How about them Cubs, y'all? Every time I don't like something, I'm going to use that for a phrase. Talking their shit. How about them Cubs, y'all? Especially whenever I see Benny. Hey, BK, call me sometime. We'll talk about the Cubs, all right? No, you know why I say that? Because his favorite team is the White Sox. I mean White Sox. I'm sorry. No offense meant there, White Sox. I'm sorry. Anyway. So, but I like the Cubs. Because Cubs turns into Bears. And Bears play football. Bears play football and Cubs play baseball because, you know, Cubs, Bears, you get it? Stupid. And now for the important part of the whole fucking thing. How about it? Anybody into another fuck you awards deal? Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Drew Graham to announce the next segment. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the show where we tell someone they are, in fact, an asshole, at your request, of course. Put another way, Jerry's about to enter another douchebag into their own Hall of Fame. Let's just see who's been inducted into this week's Fuck You Awards. Jerry, will you please do the honors? Who is the asshole we have the pleasure of inducting this week?
Thank you, Drew. Thank you, Drew. Today's Fuck You Award inductee has to go to... Are you ready? So, today's Fuck You Award inductee... Today's Fuck You Award inductee, if the microphone will properly work, is... Who better than Barack Obama? The big motherfucker.
Well, he's loud.
Hang on. Wrong one, dummy. That one. Yep, that's the button you want to push right there. Anyway, so about that fucker. Barack Obama, motherfucker, banana, Obama, whichever one you come up with first. Dick. I'm just going to start calling him Dick, even though his name is Barack. Is that okay? Dick Obama, that's what I'm going to call him, Dick Obama. Why? Because he's a dickhead. Now you know who made it into the Fuck You Award inductee. If you want someone, we're going to tell you how to do that in just a few seconds. And Drew, do the honors. Drew. Oh, hang on. He's taking a piss. Hang on. You ready, Drew? Okay. He said he's ready now. Go ahead, Drew.
Well, there it is, folks. Another dickhead takes their place into the hallowed halls of the Fuck You Hall of Fame. Tell you what. If you want to nominate someone for this honor, just send an email to the show. As always, the email will be read off at the end of the show and can be found in the show notes. When you send this email, do us a favor. Make sure you write the subject line, Fuck You Award Inductee. That's so Jerry will know what to do with the email you send and it doesn't appear in his bullshit box. Well, it's not really a bullshit box. That's just what he calls his junk mail inbox. Anyway, let's say it loudly and proudly. Hey, asshole.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Alrighty then. I guess we gotta get going, folks. How do you guys like my cartoon voice? Wanna hear it again? Yes. Okay.
Hi, my name is Dick. I'm a fucking loser. I live in your pants.
Hi, Dick. How are you?
I'm good today. How are you doing?
I'm good, Dick. Listen, Dick, don't talk to these people. They don't want to hear you.
Are you sure?
I think they do want to hear me. They can talk to me anytime. Shut up, Dick. Nobody cares.
I gotta talk sometime, too.
No, you don't need to talk. No time, never. If you start talking again, I'm gonna cut you off.
No, you'll hurt my manlyhood.
God damn it, Dick, shut up. Or should I just call you Ricardo?
Sparky, how are you doing?
Hi, Sparky.
I want to talk to...
No, you can't talk because you're supposed to just be sitting there letting me smoke out of your magic tank.
What are you going to do now? I really need to know. Are you going to set me on fire again?
No, Dick.
I'm going to burn you. I mean, see, Sparky, you pissed me off. Don't call him Sparky. Call him Dickhead. He's a dickhead, you know.
Yes, Dick, I understand.
No, you never understand. You never get me laid. You never do anything. All you are is a fucking loser.
Listen, dude.
Don't talk to me right now. I'm trying to do my show. I don't care if you're trying to do your show. I'm a dick, and I will come in whenever the hell I want to, you know. I'm a dick.
Don't we already know this?
Fuck you, Dick. Lay down and go to sleep. I'm always sleeping. You never wake me up anymore.
That's because Dick is a fucking asshole. He won't treat you well.
Listen, Sparky, shut your mouth now. No, you shut your... No, you shut your... No, you shut yours, motherfucker.
Okay, boys, behave yourself. We got a show to do. You can't say things like that on the radio. Dick, 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 dick.
Try and stop me, asshole. I'll get you the next time you light me on fire.
No, you won't, Dick. Sparky, whoever you are this week. Anyway. That's kind of fun for a minute. Now it's getting boring.
Hey, dickhead. You're mad because I threw a spark at you yesterday.
Listen, asshole. You threw another spark at me, Sparky. I'm going to throw you through the window, okay? You're going to love it. You're going to be outside just like a magic trick.
I'm really scared of that. Ha ha ha. I will fucking burn you.
Listen. No burning me, Dick. You hear me? I will smash you, Sparky, you prick. Don't throw sparks.
Oh, well, what if I do? You can't get to me. Ha 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 ha.
Somebody shove him in a fucking blender and turn it on. Damn it. You want to take us out of here, Sparky?
Sure, would love to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that we end the show.
No, listen, let me do it, because you can't do it. Get the fuck out. Get gone, motherfucker. Okay, we're going to end this show now. That'll do it for the show. Hope y'all are doing well. And I'll see you next time, everybody. Take care. Be well. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, because we'd love to have you listening.
He lies. He's a douchebag.
Let me hear your home run call before we go there, Sparky. I know you've been practicing.
Okay. Here it goes. Around and around and around it goes. Where it will stop, nobody fucking knows. It's time for a home run.
What the fuck kind of shit is that?
Fucking round and around. What the fuck is wrong with you? Listen, this is mine.
Here it comes, and there it goes, a home run. That bitch was hit out the park like a fucking jackhammer.
That's how you do a home run, Paul. Or I could have said it like this. Oh my God, it just might be.
Oh my God, I think it is. It is. A home run, everybody. Yeah.
That really sucked. Gotta practice.
because practice makes perfect. Kind of like sex. It's kind of like bridge. If you don't have a good partner, your ass better have a good hand. Otherwise, sadly, you'll go bust. Get it? Get it? No one gets it. Fuck this. I tried. All right, guys. It's time to get out of Dodge, so I'll be seeing you guys later. Take care. Be well. Don't screw anybody you're not supposed to, and don't touch the dumbass that's been going around either. All right. Take it easy, everybody, and thanks again for listening to the MaterCast.
Questions, comments, email Jerry Mater right now. Let him know what you want to know or hear or have played. Hell, Jerry won't bite you. Well, unless you piss him off first anyway. And your request can be answered in another episode of the podcast. The email address for the show is thematercast@icloud.com. Here, let me spell that out for you. themadercast. Matercast@icloud.com. So, why not compose a letter? Or whatever the hell they call it now. You never know. He may just shout you out on the air if it's good enough. And thank you so much for listening to the MaterCast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast service of choice. That way, you can follow along with the fun and craziness that is none other than the MaterCast. I'm your friendly podcast announcer guy, Drew Grant, speaking for Jam and Jerry Mater. When I say, support our troops, love hard, laugh harder, and live every day like it's your absolute last one here on this crystal ball we call Earth. Good day, everyone.